Time now on the Bidoon Supergame Show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on another win.
Appreciate it.
Andrew Lukowski did it again. A lot of backs break down as the year goes on. He seems to be getting stronger. What is it about him that physically is able to do it, and certainly getting more comfortable with the offense too?
He's just he gets college football. I mean, he had a lot of success when he was at the junior college as well, so understands how to take care of himself, number one. He's, you know, nutritionally and being in the training room and all that. So it is a long grind and carrying the load between him and Tahi that you certainly would expect one of them to maybe get dinged up here or there, but they've done a really nice job of complementing, splitting reps, and to this point they're both looking pretty good.
Jacob Anderson had a breakout game too. How has he grown throughout the course of the year?
I think he's just a big target that they have some confidence in now, and he has been in the system, and he probably just hasn't been targeted quite as much. I mean, he has some catches throughout the course of the year, even in the first game. I think it just goes back to with Holder being dinged up, maybe getting a little bit more reps throughout the course of the week with Jordy instead of being running with the twos a little bit. So he's a big, tall kid. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'5", 200 and some pounds, and he's not a blazer by any stretch of the imagination, but he can go up and high point it and got a really good ball skill. So I was excited to see him. It was a fun game for him.
Defense had several three and outs in the first half last week. How much more important is a first half three and out for a defense than even a second half three and out just to keep you fresh for the second half?
I think a lot of it just goes back to the, again, like the psyche of the guys. When we just been able to get up, you get those three and outs, and it just feels like, hey, we get the ball back, the offense is going to score. I'm usually more worried about hit squad or the kickoff team than I am anything else. It seems like the O&D have been playing pretty well the last 5-6 weeks. So that'll be a huge challenge this week. Obviously, a little bit different of competition that we'll be going against. But I think overall, like you said, getting them in the first half and being able to, you know, separate yourself, it certainly is important.
John Vogler had his third pick six of the season last week. You've had some elite defenses here over the years. Where does this one stack up?
You know, it's so hard. The levels and the differences between the offenses and what you're seeing now, but it's certainly one of the better ones that we've had going back. I think one of the better ones that I've ever coached with 2006 team, but it was just a different era of football. Everybody's trying to pound it and boot and play action. Here you're going to see a ton of different wrinkles and different things. So for what we're seeing, the modern college football, if you want to call it that, this is probably the best one that we've had.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Bidoon Supergame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bidoon Supergame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Brent Bolte. To say that Duluth has had your number might be the understatement of the year. Have you talked about it with the guys? Have you used it as motivation? Or have you just left it alone knowing that they know full well what it is too?
You know, I think it's just like anything, you know, the more attention you draw back to it. I think the kids honestly don't really care who they're playing right now. They just know it's a big game. And so it's fun. We don't have enough time to really worry about all the nuances and what the records have been, because, you know, we got back at midnight and we're strapping it back up in the blizzard or the cold conditions up here in the chat on Thursday. So it's just been more about what to do and what we can do. And, you know, last year, I think it was one of the better games, just crazy games again with them. But we've had a lot of close games. It's like I said, you got to kick down the door, and to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Duluth's kind of been wearing that crown for a while, and we need to figure out a way to take it down.
After a couple quarterbacks went down, I admit I wrote off Duluth for the year. Here they're 6-2. Go figure. How have they done it?
Well, they're very well coached. I think you start on the defensive side. John Steger's just always done a good job over there. Play aggressive. They play physical. You know, I'd say where there's less similarities, they might even be more aggressive than we are. They certainly do a good job. I think they do a really good job on offense. You got to tip your hat to Kurt Wiese and Noah Pauley this year with, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks going in and out of the backfield there. And I don't know if anybody else, if that would happen here, I don't know if we'd be 6-2 or in that situation. They've done a really good job, and I think that shows you how good they maybe are at other spots. They're gifted at receiver. They're good on the offensive line. They got good tight end, fullback, running back guys. So they're well coached and got good players, and they're good on special teams too. So that's kind of where they're at. And, you know, I think a little bit too is they've gotten some good bounces. I mean, they really could have been 0-4 to start off the year pretty easily. And all of a sudden they were 2-2, and then they, you know, got by Northern, Moorhead, and St. Cloud. And I shouldn't say got them by them. They handled their business really well, and now they're in the position to be in the postseason talk again, and done a really good job.
First regional rankings came out: Winona 1, Mankato 3, Sioux Falls 6, Duluth 10. Win tonight, you would think, might flip you and Duluth. That puts you in the potential for Mineral Water Bowl. Who knows what's going to happen the last 3 weeks? You could move up even more. How does last year's success, knowing what you guys were able to do the last couple of weeks last year, help you this year?
I think the nice thing is that the kids know that we're not BSing them, number one, that we're dangling this carrot out there. But number two is that they understand it's just we talk about just the day-to-day, almost a snap-to-snap process during practice, and having the short-term memory and just focus on what you can control now, because if you worry about all the other things out there, you'll drive yourself crazy. So let's just worry about today and not worry about tomorrow. So that's kind of been our the way that we've approached it with the guys, and let everything else, it's all going to happen, and we can't control what and who wins on the other side of the country and all that. So let's focus on ourselves and handle our business.
This might be a better question for you next week, but what do you think of these Thursday games?
I can tell you right now, I'm strongly against them. I think it's terrible for the kids. It's great for the conference. I mean, getting the notoriety and getting it out. I personally, the beginning of the year, having a Thursday night game makes sense to me. You get the 10 days rest, but I think it's just, we look at it as sometimes what's best for the conference or what's best maybe for a gate instead of what's best for the kids. And so I'm always been in favor of what's best for the kids, and certainly the exposure for them playing on TV, it is certainly nice too, but it's tough. Those kids, if we were traveling, you'd miss Wednesday school, Thursday school, probably wouldn't get back. I don't know how many kids are going to get up, going to Duluth. Even Duluth, they'll get back at 1 o'clock probably after the game or midnight. Well, shoot. I mean, you got to get up at 8 o'clock and go to class. I'm sure some will and I'm sure some won't, but it's a grind on those kids and it's really difficult. And I don't know if the payoff, the exposure, maybe a bigger gate is worth that in my opinion, but well, I guess we'll see.
Well, not counting the opener, because like you said, a lot of teams played on that Thursday, but you've played some teams that have had 3 Thursday games. So 2 in-season ones. Should there be a limit to if you're going to do it, you do it once. And maybe if you do it once, it would be against maybe the closest school to you, which here would be Crookston.
Yeah, I think it's a logistical nightmare probably for the league to try to figure it all out. But yeah, that makes sense. When they initially brought it up, I guess I probably didn't pay much attention to it because I thought they were talking, more Mitko games on the weekend. I thought they were going to do two, the Thursday night game. In theory, I like it, the thought of having exposure and getting it out there. But being part of it just certainly makes it extremely difficult for the guys and the academic side of it. It's hard for them. So I don't know. I don't know if the league will continue to do it. I know they've asked for our feedback. And going into it, I was probably wishy-washy. I'm pretty staunch against it right now, to be honest with you.
Best of luck tonight.
I appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.